the Good News Station.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. The House may vote as soon as tomorrow on a bill temporarily blocking the resettlement of Syrian refugees into the U.S. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News accepting refugees from Syria can be dangerous.
It's absurd for President Obama to say, oh, these refugees are women and children are of no risk. We have many, many examples of refugees coming here under false pretenses and turning out to be a real risk to our country.
GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan says a pause is necessary until U.S. officials certify that the refugees do not pose a threat. A French prosecutor says investigators are still trying to determine the identities of the two terror suspects killed during an early morning raid. Police believe the hours-long assault in a Paris suburb disrupted a terrorist attack on the city's business district. A woman suicide bomber blew herself up, and another suspect was shot by a police sniper early today. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
USA Christian News. The question on the minds of many is, why has the Obama White House not processed Christians from Syria or seeking asylum as refugees? I spoke to Faith McDonald of the Institute on Religion and Democracy in Washington.
Only 2.5% of the total have been Christians. In the last 5 years, only 53 Syrian refugees were Christians out of 2,800 that came in.
I had trouble understanding, so Faith McDonald said it another way to make sure we understood.
Out of some 2,800 Syrian refugees that came in, only 53 have been Christian. That's in the past 5 years.
The Christians are afraid to stay in refugee camps.
The Christians who have fled from their homes, who are being slaughtered by ISIS, they are not staying in the refugee camps because they are being targeted by ISIS even within the UN camp.
For the USA Radio Network, this is John Clement.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Deals will be available only on mobile, and Prime members will get access to many deals 30 minutes before the general public. Prime costs $99 per year. I'm Tammy Rose.
IBM says its new app can predict the hottest products this holiday shopping season and the best time to buy them. The Watson Trend app identifies the top trending toys and gadgets by using its supercomputer technology to analyze millions of reviews, blogs, and social media conversations. Right now, Watson says Star Wars Legos are the must-have toy. The app is available now on iOS platforms. Tomorrow marks the 39th annual Great American Smokeout. Smokers can use this nationwide event to make a plan or quit or mark the date as their official quitting day. The American Cancer Society uses this date to challenge tobacco users to stop using the drug and to support those who want to eliminate it. Many towns raise awareness of the need to quit during the annual observance. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
Hey, wait a minute, guys. We are official.
Oh, we are? Are we on the air?
This is the Team Martech Hour. We are live on the radio. Pastor Tom, he snuck it in. He said, you know.
He wanted to hear us chit-chatting.
We were chit-chatting over here. We were chit-chatting. Talking about cars.
We were talking cars and real estate and what's happening in
price,
the market.
New homes.
Because we got Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, Vince Rosino, CPA, and Joe Martech, financial advisor, here today. In fact, I just saw a client earlier today, and I said, you know, you could call me up and pick on me. And she listens to the station. That's how we found her. And I said, you know, I kind of like it when somebody calls up and picks on me, you know.
Well, it proves that someone's listening to us, first of all.
Well, first of all, that does help. Yeah, we appreciate that.
That's true.
Also, it would keep Pastor Tom awake, you know, because he keeps...
Hot what?
Yeah, he keeps falling asleep on us.
We need coffee in here, Pastor Tom.
You know what? You know, if you were a good host, you know, you'd serve coffee.
You see the sign that says, no food or drink.
That was a good cop-out answer.
That doesn't work well with the switchboard.
Absolutely, positively.
When did you put that up?
That's been just up there for a long time.
Since the last time you spilled coffee on the switchboard.
Since the last time
you spilled
coffee on the keyboard, right?
All you would have to do. You and I would no longer be, you and I both would no longer
unemployed,
be.
Unemployed, right? Yeah. What's $8,000 or $10,000 to replace something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a mere bag of shells.
Don't spill nothing in here.
1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. All right, class, write that number down. This is important. 1-888-221-8990. And why should you do that? Because you've got three local professionals sitting here to answer questions for you, and it doesn't cost you a nickel. We're here to help. We got Vince Rosino, CPA, forensic CPA, used to be a college professor.
But not at Columbia.
And we got Mike Paulus. There's a joke here, folks, which is an internal one, but it's not a big deal. And we got Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, who's only, 340 years in business?
That's mortgage years.
Oh, mortgage years. But 26 years.
26 years, impressive.
And you got Joe Martech, financial advisor, who's been doing this from 1992 that I can remember. And I've only been in Florida since 1976. Lucky me.
And you're not even retirement age yet, right?
Yeah, boy. I'm so far past that. It's scary.
But you must love what you're doing, though, Joe.
Oh, boy. I love what I'm doing. You know what it is? I love doing our radio shows. You know that. That's, mm-hmm. that's fun for me. And we have been, Vince, you, Mike, we have been blessed doing this show. There's no doubt about it. We've been able to help people. And one thing that happens, folks, it doesn't cost you a nickel to call us. We're going to help you the best we can over the phone. And even though everybody has to get paid to do things, we're not going to charge you a nickel until we agree, and then you hire us. So, like with Mike, if you want to get a mortgage or information on a mortgage, in fact, I was talking to a friend of mine.
You have friends. Good.
Yeah, yesterday. And this is a fellow that is running into some hard times. Mm-hmm. And we helped him get a reverse mortgage on a property up in Michigan.
Oh, yes.
I come back to you.
Yeah. I spoke to him. Yes. The other day.
So you did speak to him. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, see what I'm trying to say. If anybody can help you, it's going to help you.
There you go.
All right, caller, thank you so much. This is Joe Martech. You're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm reasonable. How about you?
<I'm good>. I have a question.
Okay.
It's in reference to buying a home.
Okay, good.
Okay, my husband and I we're in a home now, and it does have a mortgage on it. And we've been pre-approved to buy another house. And they said the pre-approval amount is $190,000, what we've been approved for. Well, we found a house that we liked, and the house, the owner is asking for less, way less than what we wanted, like $140,000. And so we let the bank know that, okay, this is the house we like, this is the one that we want. But they're telling us that until we sell the house that we're in, we can't get the other one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're qualifying you with the debt burden on the old house. But you're in luck because this week, Fannie Mae just changed their requirements on that. And if you have a contract on your current home, then as long as that's a cash offer or if it has a mortgage contingency in that contract, then you don't have to count that in the debt ratio.
You understand?
You're saying if I have a contract on it?
Let's step back. Are you selling that house?
The one you're in?
Yes.
Right now.
We would like to sell it, yes.
Okay, but it's not on the market yet?
No, it's not on the market.
Okay. Yeah, if it's not on the market and you don't have a contract on it, then they're absolutely right. They have to count that mortgage in your debt ratio. Because, you know, when we pre-qualify someone, we don't qualify you for a particular loan amount. We qualify you for a mortgage payment because it's all predicated on how much you make and how much your debts are. So So when we calculate your your debt ratios, if you have an existing house that you have a mortgage on, we have to count that into the debt ratio unless you're going to rent it or sell it. And if you have it, if you're going to sell it, you need to have a contract on it.
So if we do get someone that's renting the house and has showed that, I guess, a rental agreement showing that they are renting the house.
Typically, Fannie Mae just changed that guideline too this week. So you're in luck there too, because the old rule was that you had to have 30% equity in that old house in order to count a potential rental income on that. Now they just did away with that requirement. So you don't have to have any equity in that current home. You just need a copy of a lease, and you need a copy of the clearing of the check that the tenant has given you for a deposit. And then we can count that. So what they do is, because they don't know what the expenses are on that property, what they'll do is they'll take 75% of that potential rental income and use it to offset the principal, interest, taxes, and insurance payment on that house.
Okay.
See, what I'm guessing is, caller, that you went to a bank. You didn't go to Mike, right?
Right.
See? I wouldn't say I'm not going to tell you that was a flat mistake, but it's a flat mistake.
Okay.
Here's what happens. What Mike does, he's not going to say, here's my bank's rules. Mike's going to say, hey, here's the rules the government sets, and I've got 25 different places to go. Let me find the one that fits you perfect. So he will work with you to make sure that you qualify for what you want to get, rather than having you do all the chasing, which is what you're doing today, rather than your lender helping you. Mike is the one that would help you. So what you want to do is, you left your name and number when you called. Let's have Mike give you a call off the air and see if he can counsel you into making this thing happen.
Okay, well, I didn't leave her my number. I only left her my name. So I guess I need to be transferred back to her to give her my number.
You can't transfer it from this phone. You'll have to call back.
Can you do that?
I'll have to call her back.
I'll
do that.
We have a very sophisticated system here. It doesn't work.
It's a one-way system.
Just a one-way system. So call back and leave your name and number and have Mike give you a call back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Well, you see, here's what
happens. Somebody is listening out there.
Well, and here's what happens. And literally, when I take, how many times do we say this? This is why Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, is a part of our group, because he doesn't work for one insurance company. He works for the client, and he's got 80-some companies in his bailiwick. So if one company doesn't fit, another one might. So when you deal with Mike, Mike can make his own loans, but he also has 18, 20 other sources, and he knows what the guidelines are. And if Mike was working for XYZ Bank only, they would tell him, here's the rules, here's what you do.
Yeah, and you know, I don't blame our caller, because it is a great rental market right now.
Sure.
Rents have gone up probably 30% in the last 2 years.
Right.
So, and along with values of the property. Right. So, you know what, if you have the down payment for the new house and you can afford to keep your old house and rent that out, this is a great market for that.
Yeah.
It truly is.
And then still, according to government guidelines, if you lived in your house two of the last 5 years and sell it, you now have no gain, no tax, no capital gain on the gain. So let's say she paid.
It's got to be a personal residence, right?
Yeah. But two of five. Right. So she can rent that house now for 3 years and then sell it.
And then still pay no capital gains.
And still pay no capital gains. So this could be a
It depends on how much it is, but it's $250,000 per individual.
If you're married, it's $500,000. Now, mm-hmm. if she can make $500,000 on this deal, I want to talk to you again. Get rid of your husband. You're looking good to me. But all it amounts to is...
yeah, because, you know, the
Well, when you're single, can I solicit on the radio, Tom?
No, you cannot solicit. This is a Christian station.
This is not Match.com.
Oh, wait a minute. There's Christian Mingles.
Oh, yes, there is.
Anyway, all I'm saying is that there's all kinds of information that we can help impart on you. But what we just led to is maybe somebody, this young couple, in which she sounded young, mm-hmm. her and her husband have an opportunity that they wouldn't normally have because the economy is working for them, the housing market is working for them, interest rates are still at an all-time low.
Yes.
They can buy the new one and keep, I mean, it really could work well for them.
Yeah. And Mike is working for them.
And Mike would work for them. 1-888-221-8990. You see, that girl was paying attention. I said, write this down, class. And she listened to her teachers and she wrote it down.
Now, once she closes on the new home, does she have to continue? Is there anything that she would have to continue to keep that home as a rental? Or
No. Once you close, then all bets are off. You can sell the house. You can, but what they're looking for is obviously you can't tell them one thing and do something else. That's called bank fraud. But if you decide to rent the house, being a landlord isn't for everybody. You know, if you decide to rent the house, and then down the road, you said, this is not for me, I decided to sell it, then that's fine. But you can't say you're going to rent it, and then the next week after you close on the new house, sell the other house. I mean, that would be considered bank fraud.
Well, but even if you did, as long as you qualified for the mortgage mm-hmm. and you paid off the other one, even if your intent was to defraud, it's a big difference.
Yes.
But what if, Mike, I rent the house to this couple.
And then it falls through? You know what? As long as you can back up everything.
Yeah, as long as you back it up. But what if that same couple that rented it said, hey, we called Mike and we qualify for a mortgage. We'd like to buy that house instead of renting it. Would you sell it to us?
Everything's for sale at the right price.
Yes, exactly.
But it would be hard to do if you had it rented, though. Because then the lease may supersede your
What I'm saying is the couple that leased the house.
Oh, and they wanted to buy it.
Now they want to buy it. I mean, things change. You realize, how many times, have you ever noticed in life, life doesn't always go according to plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's understatement of the year.
Boy, isn't that the truth? I mean, whatever you think today is the way it's going to be, tomorrow, all of a sudden something gets in the way, whether it's health or economics or, it's that commercial on TV, and I get a big kick out of it. Young couple, they get married, say, we're never leaving the city. And she gets pregnant. First, they says never having a child. Then she has the baby. They're in the suburbs. Well, and he's driving a sports car. He says, we're never going to have one of those minivans. Bam, they get a minivan. He says, we are never having another kid. And she says, I'm pregnant. You remember? I forget what the commercial is for, but it's how things work in life. It doesn't always go according to plan. 1-888-221-8990. So the members of the group, again, are Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, who you were just listening to, Vince Rosino, CPA, Joe Martek, financial advisor, Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, hardest working realtor known to man, and Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. Big word, independent insurance agent. In fact, we've had some documented evidence that at least one time, Dan saved you a person from not being able to buy a house.
Yeah, because like I said, when we qualify somebody, we don't qualify you for a particular loan amount. We qualify you for a payment. Included in your payment is your insurance.
Right.
So if your insurance is higher than what it should be, then that could affect your qualifying ability. Yeah. So on several occasions, I've sent customers to Dan. Dan was able to get a much better insurance policy, much cheaper, and therefore the borrower qualified easier.
When you say you qualify them for a payment, not a loan amount,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't the payment
it's called
determine the loan of
value? Yeah, but let's give you an example. You could have two identical houses,
mm-hmm.
One's selling for $150,000, one's selling for $130,000, but the one for $130,000 has a higher tax bill. And that could be for many reasons. Maybe that property's not homesteaded, so they don't have a homestead exemption. Maybe the other property was purchased 20 years ago when their purchase, their basis for purchasing it was much lower. So their homestead exemption is artificially keeping their tax figure down. So there's a lot of different reasons why two identical houses may have completely different tax bills.
And it also could be insurance cost. If you have a new house, let's say 5 years old, as opposed to a 40-year-old mm-hmm. house, it could be both magnificent houses.
Yeah, and one customer may be going to Dan Warren and getting a great
insurance
program, and the other one might be going to
State Farm. One of Vince's relatives, you know.
Right.
So, I mean,
my New York.
The same house could have substantially different payments.
Yeah.
So you may be able to qualify for one and not the other because the taxes are different or the insurance is different.
It's kind of worked backwards. With the way the ratio works, it's called my income has to be X, and then my debt ratio, so much for my house and so much for my total debt. So, you know, and he's got to work it backwards.
Yeah.
But a lot of people would be pre-qualified, and I think I heard this from this lady, they were pre-qualified for $190,000.
However,
they go out and they find a house that's $190,000. But then when you run the figures, their taxes are more of this,
no,
and all of a sudden they're out of the figure.
That wasn't her problem.
I know that wasn't her problem, but that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that is very possible. You can go to a loan originator, and they can say, well, you know, you qualify for $190,000. But they may be using tax figures and insurance figures that aren't correct. Maybe the tax figures, I'll give you a better example. I qualify you for $190,000. But you decide to go in and buy a $190,000 condo. Now, the condo has an association fee I have to qualify you with, and you didn't tell me that up front. So now you don't qualify for $190,000. You may qualify for $160,000 because that HOA fee could easily be $300 a month.
That's considered a part of your debt.
It's part of your debt ratio. It's part of your housing ratio that we calculate. So it's very important to let your loan originator know right up front, you know, what you're looking at. If you're definitely have your heart set on a condo, let them know that up front so they can calculate that into the debt ratio.
You wonder, though, from this caller, Mike, whether the bank knew that they had an existing home that needed to be sold first. Because why, how did they pre-qualify them for 190 if they had an existing mortgage?
Exactly.
Now, what about when qualifying?
I hate to say this, Vince, but if you walk into most of these people in the bank, they say, okay, what's your income? And they find out, and they don't worry about that other thing.
Ask the question.
No, they're not going to ask all
the
questions.
Kind of a waste of time then, isn't it?
Well, it can be, but there comes, hey, look, at why are we doing these radio shows, and why did we find independent people, and why did we try to find the best independent people we could find in our target marketplace just so that we could help people not go through this aggravation? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and literally, this is something that happens. How many? What, 2-3 times a week? Do you run into somebody, Mike? That's the same lady's question, basically.
Oh yeah,
they come back
all
in.
The time.
I mean,
it seems though that there should be a threshold question when you're going in to apply for a pre-qualification.
Now wait a minute.
Right? Is this a threshold question? Do you own a home?
I want you to know, Vince. I want you to know,
mortgage?
Vince Rosino is sitting here and he's figured out women.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Be careful there now.
You're using logic.
Be careful.
You're using logic again.
No. I'm using business common sense.
That's called, word is logic. It doesn't. Have you not noticed in business it doesn't work either?
Well, no, but if I'm a banker, I don't want to waste my time or yours.
What's the comment that Victoria Lloyd always uses, that not all realtors are created
equal? And yeah,
not all bankers are created equal. Yes,
well,
I have
another question. So if a condo, you got to figure it differently. Well, there could be a person that can't qualify for a single home, but they might be able to qualify for a duplex or a multiplex because there's a potential rental income.
Sure.
Would that be a possibility?
If you bought truly a two unit, or actually you can purchase up to four units and still be considered in a residential loan. You can use the rental income from the other units to help you qualify. So, yeah, that is a viable option.
So that would be if somebody's having trouble qualifying, but they really want their own place, that might be an alternative for them.
Yeah, they're just a little bit harder to find. They're not, you know,
that's a bit more difficult.
Frequent as,
but you also have
home.
You also have the renter.
It wouldn't be for me, but
no.
You know, somebody that's wanting to get involved and build some equity and have something.
Sure.
That might be a way that they could get in might not otherwise be able to do.
One of the things that happens with Mike, he's a counselor. You're going to talk to him on the phone, and he's going to talk about what we're talking about right now and try to help you get into what you want to get to. And how many times, Mike, do you get somebody to say, well, we got a problem here, but I think we can correct that within 6 months or 3 months or whatever the time frame is?
All the time. Because, you know, a lot of times people may think that they can't qualify. And if you think you can't qualify, you probably can't qualify. But at least we can run the credit report. If it's credit related, we can point you in the right direction, how to fix that up, how to
play it. I'll be willing to bet you, Mike, that you in your interview in counseling asked the question, do you own a home now and do you have a mortgage?
Yes.
Oh, thank you very well. But then the defense rests. And the other thing is, if somebody comes in to me and just hands me a pile of W-2s and says, I want you to do one male, one female, and says, I want you to do the return, the first question I got to ask them is, A, do you have a prior year tax return? I can look at how you filed, and B, what's your status now? Or what was it at the end
you
of the
year? You got to ask the question.
It's a threshold question. That's what I'm driving.
There's no such thing.
So if the banker sits there and entertains this pre-qualification, but doesn't ask
but the question. But they don't ask the question.
Oftentimes,
this is in defense of the people that are doing this in the bank. This might be a relatively new employee, and they have a piece of paper they got to fill in the blanks, check off these numbers.
Okay.
You don't have to think. You just check these things off.
But even we have checklists, Joe, that ask those questions.
Yeah, but you developed your own.
No.
But, you know, and also a lot of times, you know, when we're in our own environment, we're in our office, you know, we're used to dealing with our processors or underwriters, and we're talking about LTVs to DTIs.
Yeah.
You know, and
STVs and
we're
a and lot SUV.
Of you know, a lot of times a loan officer doesn't come off to the consumer in a fashion that they understand. We don't put things in layman's terms.
All those initials he just gave you, those are in-house type things. And, you know, 90% of the consumers out there didn't understand what he was talking
about.
And oftentimes a person likes that power of position by using house words or in-house words or industry words that the consumer doesn't understand. And we sure try in our group not to use those things. We try not to confuse you. And we want you to ask questions, and we want you to understand, you know, how many times have you heard somebody say, well, I know this is a stupid question, but there's no such thing.
You know, Joe, when I sit down with a customer, I assume that they know absolutely nothing about financing a house.
Because
they
don't
do this every day.
Yeah.
And if I'm insulting that way, I apologize, but I'd rather you understand what you're getting into versus using terms that you don't understand.
1-888-221-8990, 888-221-8990. So we had, in fact, Pastor Tom was asking a question about Social Security. So if you got questions regarding Social Security, this is a good time to call because we got Vince Rosino, CPA, Joe Martek, financial advisor, and we go through these, quote, courses regularly. Not that we know everything, but we're relatively dangerous when it comes to putting you on the right path. Mike Paulus, Mortgage Brokers here. You've got people here with many, 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 many years of combined experience. And hey, one of the things that happens is we're all in business and we all get paid for what we do, but we don't charge for counseling. We don't charge to talk to you, to try to help you. If it becomes a situation that it is wise to make you a client, then we discuss how we get paid. And it's not until that time. 1-888-221-8990. Speaking of Social Security,
right.
Pastor Tom came up with a good one.
Yeah, he did. But
which he was listening to a competitor of ours on the radio.
No, I was working on an old radio, making it work.
He's trying to check on us. See
one of the old AM radios. This is,
see if we know what we're talking about.
And there was a program on, and it was kind of a financial advisory program, and they were talking about Social Security.
Right.
And in particular, they were talking about the spousal benefit.
Right.
And I know last week we found out that the IRS had just made some changes to that.
Yes, with the new Budget Act, and the interesting thing about that is that it was very well-kept, and it was a well-kept secret. Not many people knew that buried into that Budget Act, this was the act that basically gave an extra $80 billion into the
economy, two-year extension,
they can do whatever they want to do with debt limits.
Right.
And stuck in there was this provision that now has closed the major loophole that we've been talking about, Joe, for months and months, which is basically when somebody gets to the normal retirement age.
See, normal retirement age, folks, means you're 66 in a few months.
Well, it depends on when you were born.
Yeah.
But those that are working today, probably it's either 66 or 67.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. But in the case here where we were talking about being able to, at 66, be able to file, but then suspend your benefit to allow your spouse to take part of yours, if that works. Well, now, if you're turned 62 in 2016, you're no longer going to be eligible for that benefit.
However, so now we've got a husband at 66 and a wife at 62.
Right.
Now, can the
wife take their own benefit?
Okay, she can take her own benefit, or can she get a spousal benefit because her husband is 66?
Well, if you go early, they're going to take one or the other because you can't take two benefits. So either you're going to take your own or a spousal benefit at that point.
So let's take, she takes a spousal benefit.
Mm-hmm. That's so, assuming the husband's already claiming.
He's 66 and he has
filed and claimed. Okay.
So now she can get her spousal benefit, which might be half of his.
Half discounted by another 25% because she's taking her
own. But she now can wait till she's 66, 67, 68, 69. No?
No. Then once she takes that, she's locked into that. If she takes it early at 62, that's what I mean. You can't claim both benefits.
Wow. So she can't take a spousal benefit and later on go to her own?
Well, she could if he's taking benefit, she can apply for half of his. Yes.
Now.
And it used to be he could just file and suspend and she could take it. Right. But you're saying they've done away with
away with it beginning in 2016. You can't do that.
So do you think the government's been listening to us?
Yes. I think so. I think not only us, but all those financial people out there.
Yeah, because this was a subject on the other program.
It's become very big over the last two or three years
nobody talked about this until the last couple of years. A lot of people missed big time.
They missed those opportunities, and there were a lot of them.
But the key is this: when you're getting close to this age, 65, 62, you need to start asking questions, and either you ask us, you ask the Social Security Administration, you ask somebody, except a neighbor.
No.
Unless the neighbor works for Social Security.
Right. If the neighbor works for Social Security, you're in good shape.
And it's right.
But not necessarily if they're not talking to people on benefits and how that works. They might be. Yeah. Anyway, what it amounts to is, it's not a simple thing. It's a bit complicated, and there are options. And once you have made a decision, you don't have that much time to change your mind.
Exactly. You got a year, actually, Joe, to change your mind once you claim a benefit. Like even the ones at 62, you have a year to undo it. But if you undo it, you've got to pay back everything
you made. Yeah. And you mentioned something about the ages that they file at, or the age that you will turn in 2016.
16, right. If you turn 62.
If you turn 62 in 2016. Then
you won't
you're
be able
no
to wait to your normal retirement age to file and suspend.
Okay, so let's say someone today is already 62.
That's a different story. Then you're grandfathered. Those people are there.
So they're 62. Their wife is 61.
You're under the old rules.
You're under the old rules.
This is for the ones that are coming up behind you.
So it's based on your birth date.
Based on your birth date.
On your birth date.
So if you're 62 today.
Before year end.
Before the end of the year,
then you can go
ahead and file and suspend benefits.
If you're normal retirement age.
No. He's saying 62.
You could get early by a retirement.
No.
I'm talking about if you're 62 today and you wait until you're 66 to file for your full retirement benefits.
Then you're eligible for that spousal benefit.
You're still eligible for the spousal.
But if you're 62 in 2016.
Okay.
Then when you reach your normal retirement,
let me take
now. What if your
call,
wife turns 2000, turns 62?
Call her, in spite of the fact, Pastor Tom and Vince Rosino, I can't shut them up. We got to talk to you anyway. Thanks
for
calling.
Sorry about that. I was trying to answer the pastor at the same time. I got a call. Yeah.
Okay, caller, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. How are you guys?
Hey, we're kind of crazy, but we're still alive.
Yes. All right. But I have a question. I called like a month ago, and I asked the lady about the, she said it was a new thing about the surviving disability divorce, spousal benefits. Exactly what year, how old you have to be?
You said, start over again because you said something about being divorced?
Yes.
Okay.
And she said there was a surviving disability divorce spousal benefits a benefit?
There's two different types of benefits, caller. You're talking about it. There's a spousal benefit, and then there's a survivor spousal benefit.
After you divorced this guy, did you shoot him?
No, well, he actually divorced me.
Okay. What I'm saying, if you're a widow, even if you were divorced and he was deceased and you were married for at least 10 years, there is a widow's benefit.
But no, he's not deceased.
So he's not deceased.
But she said there was a survivor disability divorce spousal benefit thing. When you get 50, you can get it.
If it's a disability, yes. There is a special provision
for disability.
For disability, yes, ma'am. And I think that does go back to 50 years old. But be honest, I'm not that intimate with that provision.
So are you disabled or is he disabled or both?
Well, yes, I am.
Okay.
I get disability now. That's what I get disability, you know.
See, that's got nothing to do with being married, and it's got nothing to do with the other. And that one, once you're into that, I don't think you can...
What you'd get is you'd apply for a Social Security disability benefit that point in time.
And basically, once you're into that program, I don't think you can move into another program at another time.
Not that I'm aware of. The only time you get out of that is when you reach normal retirement age and they convert that benefit to a normal retirement.
But it's an automatic type of thing.
A few weeks ago, we were talking about something and it came up, and I don't know if this is when she was listening, but if a man is married to a lady for more than 10 years. And then he remarries.
Right.
And then down the road, he files for his benefits. His first wife, who he is now divorced from, can also file for a spousal benefit that has nothing to do with disability.
That's correct.
And if he's dead.
He's married 10 years.
Yeah, but you got to be married 10 years. Yeah.
10 years and a second.
But you're already on disability. So once you get that disability income, I think that knocks you out of the rest of them.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, when all else fails, the Social Security Administration is very, 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 very cooperative. You can call them. You can make an appointment. You can sit down with them. The one in Port St. Lucie is phenomenal. They keep their appointments to the minute, and the people ahead of time, they've got they're very, very good. It seems like our new government these days is a lot more user-friendly to help people than in days past.
Yeah,
I think that's partly in response to
thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you, caller.
And not only is there a benefit for the spouse, there's a benefit also for the children if they're under 18.
That's correct. If they're disabled.
But here's what happens.
If the parent is disabled,
father.
I know a fella who was married and divorced, and then he's married again, but he was married to his first wife for over 10 years. They have a child who is under 18.
Right.
She's getting a benefit, and the child's going to school. Well, the child is also getting a benefit.
The thing is that he's on disability.
No. He just filed for his Social Security. He's at full retirement age. He filed for Social Security.
You sure it's a disability benefit they're getting, or is it just Social Security?
No, it's just a regular spousal and benefit.
Okay, so it's nothing to do with disability.
Nothing to do with disability.
I don't know.
If they have children, there are special provisions if there are children involved. Yes, there are.
Okay, so if the husband is over 66,
right,
and he's divorced from his wife, and they have underage children.
Those children... will
get a benefit until they're 18 years of age.
That's right.
Just because he's old.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
So these old parents.
So I should go out and have some kids.
Yeah. They'll get
it. Lock your doors.
Lock your doors.
1-888-221-8990.
Here comes Joe.
First, we got to find a woman young enough.
I don't know if that's a good deal, Joe.
Well, can you imagine a woman?
That's a good deal for the woman.
Can you imagine a woman that stupid that she would willing to put up with an old guy like me
just to collect Social Security?
Father, forgive us.
There's not enough
money in the world.
1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. As I said, the Social Security Administration is much more complicated than just retirement. It does all kinds of
unbelievable things. Yeah. Until I got into it and started studying it, that Social Security law is as complex as the tax laws.
I will tell you, there's thousands and thousands of pages. But literally, Between us and the Social Security Administration, you'd be surprised how much information you can get and how helpful they are. 1-888-221-8990.
And we probably should give a disclaimer. This is what I was told, but you need to check with the Social Security office.
I was thinking about that. You know, that's an important disclaimer.
You know, that's what Pastor Tom told me.
That's right.
Yeah. He did tell you. And I may be delusional.
He may be delusional.
You know, this is my understanding.
You say you take duodenum?
No.
Oh, man.
Papaya extract.
Papaya extract.
Well, you know, he's absolutely right, though, the pastor. We should put a disclaimer.
Yeah, absolutely.
There, and because it's our opinion and our interpretation of it.
Yeah. And it's what we've been told.
But either way,
check with the Social Security office whenever we talk
and we try to help people say, always you have to go back to this. I've gone down to the Social Security Administration over the years with many clients, and you learn from them. But the key is this. And I think you said it just a little bit ago, and Mike just said it a little bit ago. The rules change.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The rules change
and
for mortgage.
They change rapidly.
They change for everything. And we have a caller here. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, Joe. I just heard something, a conversation that another lady had concerning older parents and benefits for the children. And I knew about the husband is retires, files for Social Security, and the child, the underage child, would get a benefit. But I heard the caller say something about that someone else said something about the wife also gets a benefit.
Well, see, let me tell you this. None of us sitting here are positive about that. Pastor Tom seems to think he's heard of it. I am a bit skeptical, but when all else fails, you contact the Social Security Administration and you come up with that question, and they will tell you flat out. They'll help you on the phone, and if all else fails, you can go down. I know
Let me ask the caller. Do you have a child that's receiving a Social Security benefit?
No. I'm an older parent, and so is my husband, but my husband's 12 years older than I am, and he's about to retire in about 3 years, and we have a 9-year-old. So... And we had found out that she would get a benefit.
There you go.
But I just heard that
there might be a spousal benefit.
You may, yes. You probably have a wife. Yeah.
Yes, you'd have. You should go down once he claims and he's collecting. Then you're entitled to a spousal benefit.
Even before you go down, you should go down with him even when he does that first claim and give all the parameters. And you might very well be entitled to a spousal benefit along with the child.
If you've been married for more than 10 years.
My husband had mentioned that to me. He said I had read that he had read somewhere that the wife is entitled to a benefit, but I was like, that doesn't sound right to me.
Well, hey, listen, what happens is this. Sometimes us guys, you know, we're not too bright, but sometimes we're real smart when we marry a younger woman. I know you'd never think like that, but point is, if there's a benefit out there, you certainly don't want to let it be squandered. You want to find out about it. So when he goes down to apply for his benefit, you should go with him and make sure you have all the information, date of birth for everybody. I'm not positive that the 10-year rule is important there. I think it's only based on a death of the spouse where the 10-year rule comes in, where the spouse can get a Social Security benefit, even though she's not married.
We've been married for more than 10 years.
Yeah, well, yeah,
I don't think that's...
Then it doesn't pay you anymore to shoot them then because, you know, it's...
So I've got to keep them.
Got to keep them now,
that's
right?
That's a good thing.
He's over the 10-year rule.
Keep him healthy.
Yeah, I would definitely double-check that because if you're entitled to that spousal benefit, you certainly want to get it because if you've got 9 more years of this child before 18, and it might even be... another year or two beyond that because of education. They've got some new rules based on a child's education.
Oh, so. And I always heard, we heard that it was till the child was 16 years of age.
I've not heard that. But I've heard 18 or possibly 19 if they're still in high school. Maybe they skipped a grade, got demoted or something or other.
I don't know what the rules are today, but my father died when I was 14. I received the Social Security benefit until I was 18, and then I went into college. I still got the benefit until they told me I needed an academic vacation.
Yeah. I mean, they kicked you out of school.
That benefit goes until you're 23 years old. You're absolutely right.
Point is, there's a lot of good things that can happen out of all this, as I said. So it when he gets close, okay, before he does file, you need to go with him, and you guys need to sit down and get counseled. And literally, I'm just telling you this. These Social Security people now go out of their way to get you everything you're entitled to. It's a different system today than it was just a few years ago. So
All righty. All right. And now, is it possible to call them up beforehand, like now?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Or is that too soon?
No. You can make an appointment and give them the date of birth, you, he, and the child, and say, we're trying to get information together so we can file properly and at the right time. And they will. They'll do it.
But caller, go down there with your questions laid out in advance.
Yeah.
Because they can't necessarily give you advice, but if you ask them a question, they'll answer the question.
And if you give them the questions over the phone when you're making the appointment, that helps too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The more the better.
All right. Great. Thank you so much for all that.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for the call. Bye. 1-888-221-8990. In fact, when I went in with Barbara to get her Social Security, she had called up and made an appointment and went in, and they went back to the day she made the appointment. She got her first Social Security check 2 days after she went to the office.
Wow.
Because they went back to the date when she made the appointment.
Wow.
And she was of an age that she could collect it. That was the first check. Second one didn't come as fast. But anyway, it was very, very interesting.
But there are different rules, Pastor, when you have an older, say, male and the children, a younger one.
Yeah.
I don't think it's 10 years.
Hey, caller, I don't think it's 10 years unless you shoot him, unless he's gone. Caller, I'm sorry for interrupting. This is Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yeah, I was just calling to say that you guys were right about the 10 years. My father-in-law got benefit, and my mother-in-law also got benefit, and he's still alive.
Very good. So how old was your father-in-law and how old was your mother-in-law when they started getting benefit?
He was Social Security age.
And how old was she?
60. She's 60. Well, right now, she's 74.
No, but back when he turned retirement age, how old was she at that time, do you think? I mean, how much older is he than her?
I know they were in their 60s.
Okay.
They're not much older than each other.
So she...
But he doesn't have to be dead for her to get benefits.
No.
He's alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a spousal...
And they go in together.
There is a spousal benefit. Yeah, absolutely.
You see, if the spouse dies, then at 60 years of age, she'd be eligible.
Yep.
If the husband is still alive, then she has to wait to her normal retirement at 62.
Now, Vince, what happens when you have your first wife for 10 years?
That's correct, because she was retirement age.
Yep, exactly.
And then you have your second wife for 10 years.
All right, caller. Hey,
and then in Joe's case, you have a third wife.
And if the wife is alive and he tries to go in to get benefits without the wife, they're going to tell him to get the wife because he tries to get the benefits. No, I'm serious.
Wait a minute.
He tries to go in and get the benefits without her, and if the spouse is alive, they need that spouse to come in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you meant he should get married.
Oh.
No.
I'm picking on you. Don't.
No, he tried to get the benefits without her knowing, and
they won't allow that.
To bring her in.
Yep.
Yeah. If she's alive, she has to bring in her information.
You see, there's so many different convoluted parts of the Social Security Administration. Like, I have an actual case where a young man, he committed suicide. His wife then got benefits for the two children. And roughly, it was like $1,500 or $1,600 a month, which actually saved her because she had to get a job and supplement it. Then when she turned 60, she got a spousal benefit from a deceased husband. Mm-hmm. And so there are all kinds of little wrinkles in this code.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, caller, hey, thank you so much for calling and trying to set us straight. Believe me, it's not always that easy to straighten us out.
And they're always willing to help. So they should call if anybody have any questions. They should call them.
We agree with you 100%. Thank you. Bye.
God bless.
Same to you.
Bye.
And she hit it. You got to call the Social Security. They're very, very helpful.
Yep.
Well, we've got about 10 minutes left. If you do have questions, the number to call
888-221-8990. You realize when I told class take write that number down, somebody might have done it.
That's right.
because
they're paying attention.
We had quite a number of calls today.
If you got calls for taxes, Social Security, real estate, if you got talk.
Mortgages.
You know, mortgages, investments. I had two people this week talk about rolling over a 401k, and they don't know always that they can do that because they've not been told.
Right.
But literally, if you leave an employer and you want to keep your benefit and your money and not have to pay tax on it, you roll it into what's called an IRA, individual retirement account. And there's no taxes, no fees to do that rollover. Then what you invested in, you can put it in whatever you want. And, you know, because you're under control of it.
You just got to make sure, Joe, that you don't let 60 days lapse before you actually roll it over, because you only have 60 days to roll over once
you take
it out.
That's if you got the check.
If you got the check. If you got the check.
No, if you do
trustee
paperwork,
trustee, you're okay. Yeah. Then you're okay.
90% of the people, but very often a 401, I always call it the golden rule. He who has the gold rules. Sometimes these 401ks especially say, no, we will not send that check to somebody.
We've got a caller on the phone.
Well, hang on one second.
No, they're over here.
I know. Just, I can.
Do
I
have no, you don't have to do anything. He's right here on this phone.
So what do I do?
You just say hello to him.
Hello. Caller, you're on the radio. Can you hear me?
I hear you. My question is a
Pastor Tom
question.
Wasn't helping me there.
First,
I'm sorry.
I would like to know if the house that you own, it's in another island, it's in another country, does it take, do they take that in consideration when they're doing the racial death?
That's a good question. I don't know how we would know that, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, in our business, everything is fully documented. So we would rely on you to supply that documentation, what your housing expense is. Now, if you bring it over from a different country and it's in a different language, that then has to be, put into English, and we have to be able to, you know, understand what those expenses are. But in reality, we would have no idea if that house or that liability existed.
I'll tell you what happens, caller. The first thing that happens when you're talking to somebody like Mike is he runs a credit report, and it's going to show everything that is necessary to qualify you for the mortgage. I'm not saying what not to do or what to do, but that would be your basis for how to get started. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
So literally, if you own a piece of property, let's say in Jamaica, and you've got it rented out, that might help you from an income standpoint, but it might also hurt you. So,
probably that income isn't going to be reported on a U.S. tax returns. It's going to be very difficult for us to use that for qualifying.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, even though you may have a rental property somewhere and the income offsets the principal and interest payment, then you might want to just keep that out of the equation, because one's going to offset the other. I just don't know how we would document.
If it can't be documented, then it's called. There's no reason to put it down on the thing. And I think the way the question is asked, it's got to be based on documentable evidence.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it makes sense. The second part of the question is: Do we have benefits for first time buyers in Florida?
Yeah, there's a couple of programs available. What I would suggest you do is you get in touch with the local housing authority in the county that you're interested in. For example, St. Lucie County has a bond money program going on right now, and they can contribute up to $25,000 towards your down payment if you qualify. Now, you have to get with them to see what their qualifications are. But, the problem with those programs is, you know, they get funded, and then they're quickly run out of money, and then the funds aren't available any longer. So it's kind of hit or miss, but that's the best program for first-time home buyers. I do have some regular loan programs that are for first-time home buyers. For example, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac has a 3% down program with reduced mortgage insurance requirements. And the mortgage insurance is a insurance that you have to pay to protect the bank when you put less than 20% down. It doesn't benefit you at all. But the requirements are much less for the community home buyer program, and that is specifically for first-time home buyers.
Does that help you?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
And we have a lot of other programs that, you know, if you want to leave your number, I can give you a call back. We can go over some different options for you.
When you talked to Connie, did you give her your name and phone number? Or did we lose him?
I think he's gone.
Okay. All right. If he's listening on the radio, what Mike can do is call you back, and he can guide you if you're in the right county and show you what kind of programs you might
have.
Yeah,
one of my favorite programs, Joe, is, it's not specifically for first-time home buyers, is the USDA Rural Development Program.
Yeah.
We have that all through Martin County. Yeah. It's 100% financing. It's wonderful for first-time home buyers.
And it could be perfect for a first-time.
Yep. Now, did you say they have a $25,000 assistance for down payments on a home in St. Lucie County?
Yeah, yeah, I'm working on one of those programs right now. And the way that would work is we would give a first mortgage, FHA first mortgage, and then the county would provide a second mortgage that's forgivable if you live in the house for a certain period of time.
Let me answer this last call. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yes, hi, Mr. Martek. I have a question to ask in regards to the Social Security benefit.
Go ahead.
My mom and my dad are married over 10 years, but they divorced. I'd like to see if I collect spouse benefits from my mom, does it affect his Social Security?
Whatever benefit your mom would be eligible for, would it affect his Social Security? Generally, the answer is no, it wouldn't affect his benefit. The question is whether she'd be eligible for a piece of his benefit. Oh, yeah, 50%.
She's been married over 10 years.
Yes, if you're married over 10 years, is she still married to him?
No, she divorced.
She divorced him. Okay, so divorced. Yes. And is he of retirement age?
Yes.
Has he claiming benefits?
Yes, Social Security.
And how old is she?
She's 68 and he's 74.
She is not taking any benefit now?
No.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if she could get it.
Is she taking her own benefit?
She should be at least taking her own benefit.
Did she ever work?
No, not in this country.
Then see what happens. She can get a spousal benefit.
You'll get a spouse. If he's working in this country and has a record of earnings, then yes. Yeah,
she definitely can get one. She'll call Social Security, make an appointment for her, and take her down there because she can get a spousal benefit. Yeah,
don't walk.
Do this real quick. And you might even get 6 months back. Pay. They will go back. Yes, you need to do that as fast as humanly possible because she's due some money and she missed a whole bunch.
Yes. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome, caller.
All right. We're out of time.
We're out of time. No more callers. 88. But if you want information, you call the radio station, you talk to Connie or Pastor Tom, they'll take your name and number and we'll call you back. 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Now, last but not least, when it comes to money, when it comes to IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, different types of investments. I went to see an existing client, and she had a neighbor over, and the neighbor was saying, well, gee, really, I'm not really much into taking risk. And I said, okay, well, we've got something that'll pay you 5%. It's a debt instrument. It's not common stock. This is one of the greatest things in the world. It's 100% liquid. And it might help you make a transition because if you've got money in the bank that's paying you 0.5% or 1%, that's not nearly as good as 5%.
No.
So anybody that needs to get information on something like that, it's a real, real, real nice, easy thing to pick up a stopgap until interest rates start to go up. 5% is better than 1%. Anyway, we've been told to stop talking. He's flashing the stop sign.
I've never seen a stop sign either.
Stop. He's waving. Thank you so much for calling. God bless. Until next week. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Team Martek program. The Team Martek program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF Martek. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team Martek program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team Martek is available at 772-229-0114. Thank you.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City.